Cricket, what's your mother's name? The therapist continued. Mary, she said with no hesitation and no expression. Now we're getting somewhere. Thank you, God. Excellent, Cricket. And what's your father's name? Gus. That's right. Very good. He paused before continuing. Cricket, who's your husband? Cricket looked at me with eyes void of expression. She looked back at the therapist without answering. Cricket, who's your husband? Cricket looked at me again and back at the therapist. I was sure everyone could hear my heart thudding as I waited for my wife's answer in silence and desperation. I'm not married. No, God, please. The therapist tried again. No, Cricket, you are married. Who's your husband? She wrinkled her brow. Todd? She questioned. Her old boyfriend from California? Help her remember, God. Cricket, please think. Who's your husband? I told you. I'm not married. Chapter 1. Boy Meets Girl. Good morning, and thanks for calling Jammin' Sportswear. This is Cricket. When I called Jammin' that fall morning in 1992, I'd expected to be greeted by a bored-sounding customer service rep that would rather have been spending her morning doing anything other than answering a phone. But what I got was quite the opposite. When Cricket said good morning, it sounded like she meant it. And she even sounded like a cricket, all chirpy and upbeat. Hi, Cricket, I answered her. I'm Coach Kim Carpenter from New Mexico Highlands University. I'm calling about the baseball coaches' jackets in your catalog. I have loved baseball from the time I was a little kid. I could always see myself coaching someday, just like my dad. So when I got my first coaching job with the Highlands Cowboys in Las Vegas, New Mexico, it was a dream come true. But even dreams have their mundane moments, and so I found myself ordering jackets for my assistant coaches and myself. That first conversation with Cricket was in no way the stuff movies are made of, but even so, as we discussed prices and colors, I got more and more interested in this telephone salesperson with a unique name. She was so refreshingly friendly.